You might have heard, by 2040, Spain is expected to lead the world in life expectancy. Long live Spain, literally. But for now, Japan is still number one at nearly 83 years. You could say that's good news for Japan. The country also has a problem. The total population is decreasing, and Japan has a massive labor shortage. Bringing in foreign workers would seem like a natural fix, but in Japan, it's complicated. Sally Herships has that story.
Walk through the sliding glass doors of the Shirokane Nomori Nursing Home in Tokyo, and you'll find a cabinet with individual cubbies where visitors can leave their shoes and borrow a pair of slippers. It feels homey, and not just for the seniors who live here.
My name is Puto.
Supadmi is 29, from Indonesia. She's been taking care of people in this nursing home for 4 years. Japan needs more workers like her. Its population is aging, and it doesn't have enough workers to care for its elderly. In the past, Japan let in mostly highly skilled professionals. But now, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has ordered the government to look into new policies to attract more lower-skilled workers to fill these jobs. But it'll have to do more than just ease employment rules. If you're a foreigner in Japan, even something as basic as renting an apartment can seem overwhelming.
I think that's true, because 2 months ago, I have experience about death.
Jerita Sidumarang is another care worker here at the home. She's also from Indonesia. She's 28 and been here for 5 years, and her Japanese is pretty good. But it still didn't help her find a new apartment. A lot of Japanese landlords tell realtors, no foreigners. Sidumarang says when she tried to rent an apartment, she was told, you have to have a Japanese person be a guarantor for you, and it can't be someone you work with. She was only able to find an apartment when a friend from church, a Japanese friend, offered to help her.
Renting an apartment is a hard thing for foreigners.
Toshihiro Menju has written multiple books on Japan and its immigration policy. He says even though things are starting to improve, racism and discrimination are still problems here, especially for foreigners who aren't white.
We tend to admire Caucasian Westerners.
But Menju says the Japanese tend to look down on other groups.
We tend to see low other Asians, Africans, and others.
There are exceptions. For instance, Japan has embraced Naomi Osaka, the daughter of a Japanese mother and Haitian father. Menju says when she beat Serena Williams at the U.S. Open this summer, Osaka became a national hero in Japan, even though she grew up in the U.S. and doesn't speak Japanese fluently.
Because of that, because of her Japanese is very terrible, people really like her. She's so cute.
Menju says high-profile athletes like Osaka are helping to open Japan's minds to foreigners and people from mixed backgrounds. But most foreign workers are not elite athletes. So one of the policies that Japan's government wants to change would make life easier for everyday, unskilled workers. Currently, those workers face a complicated visa system, and most can stay only for up to 5 years. But under a new policy still in the planning stages, if these workers acquire new skills that are needed in Japan, they'd be allowed to renew their visas and even bring their families. In the meantime, Sidumarang at the nursing home isn't doing the job she thought she was coming to Tokyo to do. Back in Indonesia, she worked as a nurse, visiting patients in their homes.
And why can you not work as a nurse in Japan? Is that not possible?
It's possible if we have experience for 2 years in our country.
She didn't know she needed to work as a nurse for 2 years at home to get a nursing job in Japan.
We didn't know about be a nurse here. We didn't know about that, so...
So are you sad or...
I'm sad. A little.
Sidumarang is married. Her husband is also Indonesian, and he also takes care of seniors. But he lives in Osaka, about 2.5 hours away, so they only see each other a couple times a month. If he passes an exam, he'll get to work as a nurse. And if that happens, Sidumarang says she'll stay in Japan. The shortage of workers to care for the country's elderly is so severe that if they pass a test, there's no limitation on how long they can stay. As for her co-worker, Supadmi, she'll also stay, as long as she can find an apartment. For The World, Sally Herships, Tokyo.
Sally's reporting was supported by the Foreign Press Center, Japan.